Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First of all, it's Martin Luther King Day, so I'd be remiss if I didn't say that hopefully we all, every one of us, can continue to try to listen to and act out, you know, his message, which I think really, in a lot of ways, it boils down to a very simple, very, very simple premise. And that is, treat people the right way. Treat people that you want to be, the way that you want to be treated. And don't judge people based on things that really are not that important in terms of, you know, how do you develop somebody's character or whatever. Judge people on the way they act and the things they do and the things they say. Not how they look or how they worship or whatever. And I think that, you know, if we all live with that in mind, let's be good to each other. Let's make sure that we treat each other the way that we want to be treated. Let's make sure that we take care of the weaker and the poorer and those that don't necessarily have the ability to take care of themselves. It makes for a much better society. And of course, you know, these are sort of ideals, and they sound simplistic, but to me, we strive as a people to continue to get better at doing these things. And it's, you know, it's not a situation of where we are anywhere close to probably where we need to be, but we've made progress, and we can need to continue to make progress. But that's, you know, any, this isn't a holiday for just black people or white people or whatever. It's a holiday, I think, to celebrate a man whose life was committed to humanity and to making this world a better place by having a very simple message, which is treat each other the right way. It comes right down to it. Treat each other the right way. Don't judge people before you know them. And even after you know them, try and understand or learn, you know, why they are or feel the way they do before you start judging them. And as we do that, I think we get, you know, every year, if we can do that a little bit more and, you know, we can reach a few more people and get them to understand that, you know, we need to treat each other with respect and treat each other the right way. Well, then this world becomes a much better place. So to me, I always look forward to Martin Luther King Day because I feel like it's a day that we celebrate something really good in our society and our history. Even though, you know, Martin Luther King came to be because of some very ugly and bad things in our history. You know, the reality is we're celebrating a man who did everything and sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice, which is his life, to try and make this place a much better place, and I mean this country. So you know, the best way to honor Martin Luther King is very simple. Treat everyone that you meet the way that you feel like you should be treated. Treat everybody that you meet with the same respect you want to be treated with. And if you do that, you're going to make this world a better place, and we can all do it together. And that's really what the essence of it is. So hopefully you enjoyed today. I know a lot of people were off. It was a very cold Martin Luther King Day. Very cold, actually. When I woke up, it was 2 degrees. But that's part of it. That's part of living in the North. It's part of living in Pittsburgh. So hopefully you enjoyed the day. Now, to sports. Yesterday, obviously, was a very big day. We're going to talk a lot of football today. And there's a lot of different ways we can go. I think one of the things that my impression of yesterday's games is, once again, it is a shame that we are talking about a big game, a great game, and we're talking about officiating. That's a problem that the league has. And, you know, the other part of it is, I think the thing with the league is, I'm not convinced that the league really 100% cares all that much to try and fix the problem. Do you know why? Because we've spent so much time and so much talking about the officiating or whatever. We're still talking about the NFL. You know, that whole thing, bad publicity, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. The fact that we are sitting here talking, and actually I was watching some one of the national news networks this morning, and they were talking about it. So I'm not completely convinced that it is a priority for the league to get it right or to get it fixed. It should be. But again, I think the fact that we are sitting here talking about it and we are going to break it down, to me, I don't know. I think that the league looks at that and says, well, at least people are talking about the NFL. At least they're talking about the games yesterday. They're talking about the teams yesterday, everything else. And so if they're talking about officiating, they're talking about the NFL, that's still good publicity for us because it means people care. The problem is, in that game yesterday against the Saints and the Rams, there was such an egregiously bad no call that there are going to be, and there are a lot of people who can't get over it, who can't just get over the fact that it was a really bad call, and it was. There's no defense of that play. And of course, we're talking about near the end of the game. The Saints have an opportunity, because the thing about it, too, is if the Saints get that first down, as they should have, if the Saints get that first down, then all of a sudden they can run the clock down to zero, essentially, and kick the game-winning field goal, and it's over. And I think that's the thing that, you know, if you're Sean Payton, if you're Drew Brees, I think, you know, that's the thing that probably makes it the most difficult, is that you had to settle for a field goal quicker than you really wanted to. If you get that call, there was 1:41 left on the clock, and the Rams were out of timeouts. You could take a knee twice or run the ball into the middle of the line if you want twice. Essentially call your last timeout with about 3 seconds left or 2 seconds, however long you feel like you need, and kick the game-winning field goal, and the game's over. You never give the ball back to the Rams. They never get an opportunity to come down and get their, you know, to kick their field goal. So I understand why people are focused on that, you know, non-pass interference call. But I am not of the opinion that that is caused, you know, that is the cost the Saints the game. And I'll tell you why. If you want to talk some officiating, 412-928-9370. You know, a better discussion than me, how do we fix it? How do we make it better? What are the ideas we have to try and make it better than it is right now? Paul's Ice Show on 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.